Again, it's good to see everyone out this morning. It's again good to see those that have not been able to be with us, being able to make it out. Also, we're thankful for the prayers of everyone. Again, we did mention several that still need our thoughts and prayers at this time. Brother Austin read for us this morning from 1 John chapter 5 and verse 14 and or verse 13 down to verse 17 and verse 14. Is our main focus point this morning as we want to talk and continue and conclude our series on prayer this morning and looking at prayer and faith. And 1 John chapter 5 and verse 14, that this is the confidence that we have in Him. That if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. As we talk about prayer and faith this morning, we can point out that both are needed, and needed together. We got to have faith in our prayers, and we need to have confidence in our prayers. We were talking a little bit this morning about confidence, and it is okay as individuals to be, as Christians, to be confident. And we need to have trust as well in our prayers, and this is the confidence that we can have in it. Elijah was a man who exemplified this, praying to God for no rain and how it did not rain. We were talking about that in the series of lessons, and praying to God for no rain, and guess what? As we look, it didn't rain on the earth for 3 years and 6 months. Paul as well, another example that we have in the Bible, shows us of him trusting in God. He prayed about that thorn in the flesh being removed, and God had told him that His grace was, and he trusted in God in that. As our text, as we look here this morning, points out, we're to have come another way of coining faith in our prayers. We need to have this confidence, and we want to talk about that this morning. And what happens when we show doubt? We can ask that question. Will we be effective? So let's consider this in our lesson this morning. And again, I want to point out, first of all, that faith is required in our prayers. If you go back to Hebrews chapter 11. Turn, if you would, to Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6. Where we read, "But without faith it is impossible to please Him. For he who comes to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him." When we talk about our relationship with God, it is based. It has a central foundation of faith. Without it, we cannot please God. But with it, we can be able to be pleasing God. But we also need other things with it as well. We were talking about that a little bit in class as well this morning. That we need to have faith. We got to have works. We got to have diligence, due diligence in our work to seek Him, and He will reward us. So when we kind of look at that in prayer, we got to have confidence in God. We got to have faith in our prayers. And when we ask God something, He will indeed hear. This is a confidence that we can have in God. Faith, as we know, is needed in our life. Without faith, we're lost. We're without hope. Without the basic fundamentals of beginning a relationship with God. And again, prayer is in the middle of that. We got to be able to have both. We got to have faith in our prayers. So think about this with me. If you believe and have a faith in God, in firm faith, then you also trust in prayer. Again, both are hand in hand together. You can't pray to God without faith. If you want God to hear, you've got to be able to trust in Him and in His ways. Over in the book of James, if you look in James chapter 2. Look at James chapter 2, verse 14, down to verse 26. James chapter 2 and verse 14 down to verse 20. If we don't have faith in God, if we want to pray to God, we don't have faith. We're kind of seeing a confliction displayed in that matter. In James chapter 2, verse 14 down to verse 26, it says, "What does it say, or what does it profit, my brethren, if someone says he has faith, but does not have works? can faith save him? If a brother or sister is naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you says to them, depart in peace, be warmed and filled, but you not give them the things that are needed for the body, what does it profit? Thus faith, also faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. But some will say, you have faith, and I have works. Show me your faith without your works, and I will show you my faith by my works. You believe that there is one God, you do well. Even the demons believe and tremble. But do you want to know, O foolish man, that faith without works is dead? Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he offered Isaac his son on the altar? Do you see that faith was working together with his works, and by works faith was made perfect? And the scripture was fulfilled which says, Abraham believed God, and it was accounted him for righteous, and he was called the friend of God. You see then that a man is justified by works and not faith only. Likewise, is not Rahab the harlot also justified by works when she received the messengers and sent them out another way? For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. We gotta have when we go to God in prayer, we gotta have faith. We gotta have both of them. We want to be able to use the works. We want to be able to go to God in prayer. We want to ask God for different things. We'll be able to thank God for that. We gotta have confidence. We gotta have faith in it. If we don't have faith, we see where there's confliction. We see we can't be pleasing to God without faith. But you gotta have works. You can't be pleasing God by just works alone or just by faith alone. You gotta have both of them together to be able to work together, to be able to work in a way to be pleasing and acceptable to God. This is part of doing God's will. We use this kind of as our theme for this series of lessons. And I want to draw your attention there again to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 down to verse 18. Again, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16 down to verse 18, where Paul is giving some last-minute instructions, giving some words of encouragement, giving some words to be able to help them, instruction for these Thessalonians here. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16, down to verse 18. Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. God has indeed blessed us. Again, we think about rejoicing, we can be able to do this. We do it, we pray without ceasing. And then Paul goes on to say, in everything, not just the high times, not just the low times, but in all things, in everything, give thanks to God. And have faith in it. As we think about this morning, we need to remember that our beginning point with God is based on a matter of faith. Over in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 7. 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 It says, we walk by faith and not by sight. We are confident, verse 8. Yes, well, pleased, rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. Again, our responsibility, our work is to walk by faith. We're to follow God by faith, not just by not physical sight. We're to trust in God. We're to trust in His ways, in the hope and the reward that He offers each and every one of us. Question, do we have our good firm faith in our prayers to God, in our petitions, in our supplications to God? I want you to think about this as well, talking about prayer and faith. I want to talk about what it shouldn't be as well. If we talk about what it shouldn't be when we talk about prayer, there's not to be doubting. It is to be without doubting, without wrath, over in 1 Timothy, 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 8. 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 8. 1 Timothy 2 and verse 8, Paul says here, I desire, therefore, that the men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands, without wrath, and without doubting. So do you trust in prayer? When you pour out your heart to God, is it just ramblings? Or do you trust that God will be able to help you? You know, I know there are times where we might try to go to God and pray, and we just want to just try to complain. Sometimes it's just veil, you know, but do we trust that God will indeed be able to help us? Prayer should not be stopped in any way. Again, we are to continue in prayer. You know, some people say, well, I shouldn't pray. There are many people today that will ridicule and criticize people for wanting to go to God in prayer. And this should not stop us. When we do pray, again, we look at 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 7, we're to pray without ceasing. We're to have a prayerful mindset. We're to have that mind focused on prayer, not sitting there. And again, I know I have people here that are officers here. I'm not telling you to go out on 250, close your eyes, and then just pray. Well, I'll pray the whole way home and say that God will get me there. I'm not saying it. We just need to have a mindset ready to be able to go to God in prayer. To remember to always go to God in prayer. When we go and remember everything, the good times, the bad times, all things in life, we should be remembering God in prayer. When we do not pray with sincere faith, it becomes more of a routine. With routines, it becomes out of place. When it becomes out of place, it ceases. Prayer is to be continued. We see both in the New and Old Testament of individuals that pray. That prayed in all sorts of different situations, all sorts of different cases. You know, we talked about Elijah, who prayed about it not raining. You got Daniel, the prophet Daniel, who when he was told not to pray anymore to his God, he became more earnest in his prayers. You got an example like Paul, who went and prayed to God often. You have the apostles who prayed to God, not only in just the appointing of individuals to serve, but also in other instances where they needed to appoint another one to replace Judas. You see, Jesus, our Lord and Savior, our example, continue to pray often and earnestly. We see by example the necessity of praying. And we should continue in prayer. One of the other things that prayer shouldn't be, and this is something that goes with popular religion, is that prayer cannot be substituted for baptism when it comes to means of salvation. You talk to an individual about wanting to have their soul saved, and I was having a conversation with one here recently, and it was brought to my attention. So, where they had grown up, where they were attending for a while, you know, they told them that they were saved. That, you know, that question came to me and asked me, "What is baptism? Does baptism save?" You know, I went to this place where I was told that all I had to do was pray and I was saved. Prayer is not a means of substitution for baptism. Over in Mark chapter 16. Mark chapter 16 and verse 16. Jesus says here, "He who believes and is baptized will be saved." You know, we could go and look at many other examples in the New Testament on this matter. Well, they did not pray to be able to have their souls saved. If someone has not entered into the body of Christ yet and they needed to be saved, they did not just pray. We see individuals that prayed for help, prayed for guidance, and they received it, and then they were baptized for the remission of their sins. The prayer of faith works in forgiveness when someone has come to the fold of God and is turned away from it. When one has been baptized. We talked about that in our series of lessons this past month. This is commanded by God in Christ Jesus. After becoming a Christian, after falling short of God's glory, we can pray to someone for repentance, for forgiveness after they repent of their sins. But it just cannot be substituted and say, well, someone that is not a child of God, someone that is not, someone wants to come up, I can't sit there and just say, well, just say, we'll say this prayer and that's good enough. That's what a lot of people believe today. But you do have to be baptized. Jesus said, you have to be baptized for the remission of sin. God is willing to forgive, but you've got to be able to follow His will on the mat. We read in Hebrews chapter 8 and verse 12 that God said, I will be merciful to their sins, to their iniquities, to their unrighteousness, and I will remember their lawless deeds no more. God is willing to forgive, but we've got to be able to meet the need. We're talking about one that wants to become a Christian and need to be baptized for mission. If someone wants to be restored to the fold of God, then we can be able to talk about prayer. But prayer cannot be a substitution for baptism. So let's talk about it. You know, we talk about prayer and faith. Let's talk about the prayer of faith this morning as well. The prayer of faith works. When we have trust in God. We have confidence in God. We can see that it does indeed work. Over in James chapter 5. In verse 15. James chapter 5. In verse 15. James chapter 5 and verse 15. It says the prayer of faith will save the sick. And the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven. So are you sick? I think, you know, not just this past month, but the last couple, we'll just include January and February. There's been a lot of sickness going on around here at our congregation. Many different people, all sorts of different age groups. Everybody, it seems like, has almost had some sort of illness this month, or these past 2 months. Are you sick one time? You can be able to tell someone. Brother Daniel, I'm sick. You know what we'll do is we'll go to God in prayer. You know what Brother Ed mentioned in his announcement, some of those that were sick. And Brother Nathan mentioned those people that were suffering with illness this morning. And we pray for them. We do that both in public and private prayers. Are you weak? You go to God in prayer. Are you heavy burdened? Jesus said in Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 down to verse 23, Matthew 11, verse 28 down to verse 30. Let me get that right. Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 down to verse 30, where Jesus said here, Matthew 11, verse 28 down to verse 30, He says, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you'll find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Are you heavy burdened? Jesus said, come to me. Well, today, how do we come? We go to God in prayer. Have you been blessed in this life? I think we can all say, we've probably had some ups and downs. Have you been blessed? Pray to God. Offer thanks to Him. At every and any opportunity, whether good or bad. You know, some people want to use prayer as kind of the last resort, especially on the bad side. Nothing else has worked. You know, whatever type of hardship you're dealing with in this life, whatever it is, some people will come to the idea that, well, I've tried everything, nothing else has worked, so let's just try prayer. That's not the way prayer is supposed to be. Whether it's a good opportunity or a bad time, let us remember to pray to God. Let us go to Him in faith. Let's thank God for the blessings that He has supplied to us. Let us thank God and ask Him for help. Let us thank God for us being able to offer blessings to Him also. He is compassionate and does care. You know, part of our role and responsibility as well is to let others know. Let us, as Christians, know that we need to pray. Pray for others and also fulfill God's will. What we got to do is we got to be active. We got to be firm. We got to be consistent. We got to be persistent. We got to be obedient. Have an obedient faith in our prayers. In Matthew chapter 7, verse 21, Jesus forewarns us about our role and responsibility of being obedient to God. About not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. We got to do God's will. What's part of doing God's will? We got to go to God in prayer. Prayer helps. Prayer helps us be able to do God's will as well. Let us, as we think about this morning, let us ask of God's will according to God's will. In John, 1 John 5, verse 14, as we read just a moment ago, that we can have confidence that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. God will provide. God will help us. We need to be seeking these opportunities also. If you're there in Matthew, go back to chapter 6 and verse 33. Matthew chapter 6 and verse 33. But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. God has provided opportunities for us to be able to seek and do His will. We got to take hold of that. We better use prayer for these opportunities. The Lord is focused on helping all who will seek to do His will. Look at me going to 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 12. 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 12. 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 12. 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 12 says, the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and His ears are open to their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil. The Lord is focused. He wants to help us. He does care for us. He wants us to seek and do His will. We got to do His will. He will hear our prayers. We have confidence that He will hear our prayers. If we ask according to Him, He will hear our supplications made known to Him. He hears the prayers of the righteous, of the faithful. Over in James again, in James chapter 5. And let's look at verse 16. James chapter 5 and verse 16. Where it says to confess your trespasses to one another, and to pray for one another, that you may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. The Lord is focused on helping those who do His will. And the prayers of a righteous and faithful man does avail much. It will accomplish many things. Are we utilizing our faith and doing it with prayer? When was the last time you prayed? I know we've done it at this point, but what about when you, in a more private setting, when was the last time you went to God in prayer? Have you done it today? If not, or you do not know, where's your faith on the matter? How is your faith? Has it been struggling? Has it been wavering? Is there things that we can be able to do to help you? Maybe this morning you realize you need prayer. Maybe this morning you realize you need to be obedient to God and you're ready to have your sins washed in the waters of baptism. Maybe this morning you realize that you are ready to become a child of God and you're ready to do so. We can be able to help you. Help you answer your prayers this morning by obeying God, having your sins washed in the water. Or maybe this morning you realize that you have not been faithful to God. You are a Christian, but you have not been faithful to God, and you need to repent of your sins. You need to have your soul restored. We'll be glad to pray for you on that matter. We see how prayer does work. Brother George has selected song number 325 as our invitation song, Trust and Obey. We got to trust in God. We got to obey His will. If there's anyone that is subject to the invitation this morning, is there anyone that needs to make their life right with God, we'll be glad to assist you, be glad to help you, be glad to pray for you. Maybe this morning you just need prayers of encouragement. Again, we can be able to pray for you and with you on that behalf. Whatever the case may be, if there's anyone that needs to make their life right with God and you're subject to the invitation, let me know how we can assist you, how we can help you, and you can do it now, walk together while we stand and while we sing.
Walk with the Lord in the light of His word. What glory He sheds on our way. While we do His good will, He abides with us still. And with all who will trust and obey, trust and obey.
Happy.